Welcome to Saturday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God for evermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Bless the Lord, all created things, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Bless the Lord, all people of the earth, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. O people of God, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, you priests of the Lord. Bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Bless the Lord, all you of upright spirit. Bless the Lord, you that are holy and humble in heart. Bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is worthy to be praised and exalted forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he heard my voice, the voice of my supplication. Because he inclined his ear to me in the day that I called to him. The cords of death encompassed me, the snares of the grave took hold on me. I was in anguish and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, deliver me. Gracious and righteous is the Lord. Full of compassion is our God. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has rewarded you. For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed that I would perish. I was brought very low. I said in my haste, everyone is a liar. How shall I repay the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Grievous in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have unloosed my bonds. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, even in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Creator God, whose praise and power are proclaimed by the whole creation, receive our morning prayers, we pray, and renew us in your service through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, chapter 12. While they were at Hazeroth, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married. For he had indeed married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more so than anyone else on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, "Aaron and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tent of meeting." So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. And he said, "Hear my words. When there are prophets among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. Not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly, not in riddles. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. When the cloud went away from over the tent, Miriam had become leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam and saw that she was leprous. Then Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, do not punish us for a sin that we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like one stillborn, whose flesh is half consumed when it comes out of its mother's womb." And Moses cried to the Lord, "O God, please heal her." But the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, would she not bear her shame for 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp for 7 days, and after that she may be brought in again." So Miriam was shut out of the camp for 7 days, and the people did not set out on the march until Miriam had been brought in again. After that, the people set out from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 12, verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume, but Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. For it pleased God that in him all fullness should dwell, and through him all things be reconciled to himself. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, help us when we hear his voice, to know him who calls us each by name, and to follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Great Shepherd of your people, energize our hearts with passion for your word and care for your people, that we may joyfully minister your sacraments to the glory of your name and the benefit of your people and your world. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of all nations and countries, thank you for your guidance of our evolution and advancement. We ask that you guide the leaders of nations into the ways of peace and justice, and in so doing, bringing about a world that we are proud to sojourn on. God of grace, hear our prayer. Heavenly God, our Father, how great you are that we are still here, despite our trespasses and despite our lack of humility in your eyes. We pray that you continue to shine your light so we may follow you into a relationship of everlasting love with you and with one another. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, with one voice we lift up our hearts to thank you for our lives and vocation. Inspire us all to know and live our vocation. Bless us, your family of Australia. Help those you call to listen to the Holy Spirit voice, that they may fulfill your holy will and make all things new through Christ our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer. The Diocese of East Kerala, the Church of South India United. The Diocese of Willacra. The Parish of Rochdale. Anglicare, Southern Queensland, the Glebe Retirement Village, Toowoomba. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power. Protect us from sin, guard us from every kind of danger. And in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.